Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host, Diamond and Silk, and Silk Oh Silk.
Diamond Oh Diamond.
Okay, so a lot of stuff has jumped off, but before we even get into the conversation, I want you all to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to sponsor this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit, chatdit.com.
Okay, you all. So we had the opportunity to talk to some conservative rappers. But before you all come in and join the conversation,
right,
which was a phenomenal conversation,
mm-hmm,
I want you all to take a look at this because, hey, I was blown away when I heard it.
That's right.
Listen to this.
Hey, out the top, they stole the election. 2024, don't care about those questions until we fix what's going on in the present. And we act GOP to start to steal. Ayy, they treated us like we was peasants. And people lie about me online, but they just want views and they just want to press us. And then y'all scared to debate me. I know why you hate me. I make you confront your reflection. And this is real MAGA gang and the fangles can't kick it. Don't care if you was David Beckham. Y'all letting LGBT take over the movement. I see first the kingdom of heaven. Have you been looking for someone? I never bow down and you got it. I hope it's refreshing. Ayy, Christian nowadays, they don't pick up their Bibles. They follow these denominations. And there's so many of them with different theologies, which only leads to debating. Me, I just follow Jesus, not man-made traditions that's usually inspired by pagans. You either working for God or you working for Satan. Want me to apologize, just keep away. And you speak on my name, I'ma check it. If you don't like me, you can exit. If you doubt it, then where you headed? Just don't shoot the one giving the message. I can't wait to get married, have kids in the family, and build it like I'm playing Tetris. On Fortnite, I stream out on Twitch, and it's Bryson Creates. Okay, now I'm just flexing. Ayy, hold up. Ayy, up the top, they stole the election. 2024, don't care about those questions until we see what's going known in the present. When we act GOP to start to steal, ayy, they treated us like we was peasants. And people lie about me online, but they just want views and they just want the presence. Ayy, Bryson, what's on your mind? Off the top, make abortion illegal. You say you put choice, made a choice in the bedroom instead of sleeping with so many people. You don't like drag queens unless they pit on the MAGA hat. Don't forget that it's still evil. Ayy, justifying wickedness is also a sin. I got a verse I want to read you. Ayy, let's start back shaming thighs instead of teaching our daughters to mimic what they see on TV. For people like Cardi B, they do it all, it's a gimmick. And I'm not wearing no mask, I'm not taking no vaccine when I don't even know what's in it. They say, Bryson, you better apologize or else you cancel, label me a menace. Ayy, hold up. Ayy, up the top, they stole the election. 2024, don't care about those questions until we fix what's going on in the present. And we act GOP to start to steal. Ayy, they treated us like we was peasants. And people lying about me online, but they just want views and they just want a presence.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, come on, you all. Let's join the conversation. Okay, you all. So we have some conservative voices, some conservative rappers collaborating together.
Yeah.
And we really want to talk to them about the collaboration and everything that they're doing, Silk.
That's right.
So, Silk, next, what are some of the things that they're doing?
Well, from my understanding, they have the Free the Patriot tour,
mm-hmm,
that's coming up. And I would like for these gentlemen to introduce themselves and to also let us know about this tour.
Hi, everybody. I'm Topher. The Free the Patriot tour is just a tour unlike any other. You know, I feel like for the last year, conservatives have just felt the blow of censorship, and even especially in schools. So we wanted to do something that's going to restore the pride that we love and about this country. And coming off the back of my hit single, The Patriot, featuring a Marine rapper. And we decided to Free the Patriot because we were also banned from all digital stores for about 2 weeks when we released this song. And just to make sure everyone knows, this song contains no profanity, no explicits, and it's just love and unifying. Yet this song was banned for 2 weeks, and we still charted number one on Billboard.
Wow. Well, we're going to make sure we circle back around to that point. Okay, so who's next? Introduce yourself, darling.
Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm the Marine rapper. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I'm here joining the Free the Patriot tour to represent for all the military, the young men and women who protect us and our freedoms. And that's what I bring to the table on that.
Wonderful.
All right. Okay.
What's up, everybody? My name is D-Cure. I'm known as the fast rapper with the beard. That's part of Space Force. I'm also a conservative rapper. And our first show is June 4th. That starts off the Free the Patriot tour in Lexington, Kentucky. So we are looking forward to it.
Wonderful. All right. All right.
And I am Bryson Gray, if you don't know who I am, probably known as a very controversial rap artist. But nonetheless, I'm joining the tour for the same reason I do everything else, and it is to change culture. And unlike, I know a lot of people are right scared to say this, but yes, I do push my belief system through my music, and I am trying to push it on people. So that's what I do.
Okay, so now I have a question for Bryson.
Okay.
Bryson, what makes your music controversial?
So I usually, my whole belief system is based from the Bible. And, what I've noticed is that in 2020, and it started like 5 years ago, that the Bible was not really a politically correct, book, and, believing it and actually saying what you believe is not, it's not something that people actually like nowadays, including most mainstream Christians. So my music is, I just say what the Bible says and I repeat it in a rapping way, and people just really don't like it, including liberals and conservatives alike.
Well, let's say some people, because we've been bouncing to it, so we love some people. Yes, let's just say some people.
Thank
people
y'all. Thank you.
We absolutely love it. And your music is not controversial. Your music is uplifting. And it basically deliver a message to the people that a lot of people don't want other people to hear, especially coming from a black man.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
You're welcome. Topor, is that not Topor? Topor, you talk about censorship. So are you telling me whenever you all put out your music, they didn't want to play it? They shunned from it? Tell us a little bit more about that.
So, you know, me and the Marine rapper was at the Capitol on January 6th. We was nowhere near the actual Capitol when everything went down. But we actually performed the song for the first time live. We released it December 19th. Had nothing to do with January 6th at all. It just became an anthem for the people. And we was performing at the Veterans for Trump Coalition. And after we got done performing, and we went to our Airbnb, next thing you know, we pulled it up on Spotify, and it was removed. And then a week later, our distributor sent me an email saying that for some reason, the store sent them a takedown order to remove our song, but they gave us no explanation at all. And they said, if I tried to re-upload that song without fixing the issue, they would ban my entire catalog for life.
Was the issue? What was? Did they give you a reason or an issue? What was the issue?
To this day, they never gave me an issue. What I end up doing is switching to another distributor, and since it's been with that distributor, I have had no issues in my music uploading. So I believe it has something to do with the personal beliefs of that one distributor. They definitely infringed upon my right of free speech.
You know, I find this here to be just true, okay? It's like whenever, how can I say this? The Democrats, just let me just be real, okay? They do not like to see people awaken from the stupor of their foolery.
Right.
They don't like that. And when they see you propelling forward and doing something that you absolutely love, and even if it's monetarily beneficial to you, they want to see how can they tear you down, stop and block you is what they want to do. So I commend you for propelling forward, pressing forward, and finding somewhere else to place your music. And it went to number one, correct?
Yes, ma'am. February 6, 2021, we charted number one rap digital song sales, number two R&B hip hop, and number six digital sales overall. So, it was a great day. Once again, fighting censorship, being banned, and still topping the charts as independent artists, as being countercultural. It's been amazing.
Wow.
Okay, I like that. Who is this here? The Marine rapper.
The Marine rapper.
Okay, so the Marine rapper. Were you in the military?
Yeah, I served in the United States Marine Corps for 10 years with infantry battalions in Iraq and Afghanistan, just along with telling the stories and taking photos of the infantry and, you know, being in firefights and all of that, bombs, RPGs, all that type of stuff getting shot at. And so because I feel so blessed every time that, you know, I grab the mic, I always have to give them a shout out. So that's why you hear in the Patriot I say, they call it freedom because the fallen troops paid for this. I wanted to just give a shout out to the people who protect us and protect our freedoms and our freedom of speech. So that's why me and Topher and all our team fought so hard to get our music back up on the charts, because, you know, these young men and women didn't die for our freedom of speech to be censored. It doesn't matter if you're liberal or conservative. I feel like everybody should be able to say whatever they want to say. And I didn't go to war to do that. So we went to war with the music industry to make sure that we got put in the right place where we deserve.
Well, I love it. You being in, you used to be in the Marines, you're fighting for the country, or you fought for our country. What do you think about now, where our freedoms are being taken away from us, our constitutional rights are being denied and trampled upon? You went out, you fought for us to have the right to say whatever we want. Yeah. And you put your life on the line. Now you come back, somebody got their feet on your throat because they don't like you talking about patriotism. They don't like that you love America. How do you feel about that, just being a former Marine?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, what was it all for? You know, what was it all for? It's kind of like, I feel like disrespected as a troop. I feel like they're disrespecting our nation, our flag, our troops serving now, our troops serving in the past. It's heartbreaking and it's sad, but I had to keep in my mind that I have to still act above reproach, because I do represent the nation. I do represent the government. I do represent the veterans, and people are going to look at me for an example. I have young kids always tell me, hey, I joined the Marine Corps because I listened to your music, things like that. Yeah, I actually had a kid from Jamaica said he was listening to my music, and that's the reason why he came to music. He was listening to my music in Jamaica, and that's the reason why he came to America to become a Marine. So he was listening to Jamaica. And it's crazy, you know, especially on top of that, him being a young Black man facing all that adversity from another country to face more adversity here. And why would I actually give up the fight when our music gets torn down, when we have people like that who are willing to sacrifice everything just to come to the greatest country in the world?
Wow. Interesting.
All right.
D-Cure. Now, D-Cure, how did you end up in the mix of all of this here with these brothers?
So myself, the Marine Rapper, and Topher all served in the military, and TMR was out seeking talented military musicians, and so we happened upon each other on Instagram. Over Instagram, I met Topher a few years back through a website called Cypher Circuit. It was a community for hip-hop artists, and me and Topher connected that way. And then later on, Topher was going out to LA, and TMR reached out to him, and so we all kind of came together just over the internet to make great music as veterans. So,
you know, this is phenomenal.
Yes.
I mean, you all should be like worldwide. Uh-huh.
Right. I like how they connect to each other and they're doing something. I love that.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Bryson.
What's up?
Listen, you was on our radar back in, I think, 2019.
Uh-huh.
When you started pushing out raps, you started talking about things that the left was really, I wouldn't say they were taken aback. They were afraid.
Yep.
Because now you were spilling the tea, and you were spilling it from a perspective that Black people could receive it.
That's right.
And okay. Bryson, what are you doing, and how did you get all tangled up in all this here? What you got to do with this?
Yeah.
So, of course, the reason I started making political and Christian music in the first place is because the radio station in my area in North Carolina stopped playing my music. So they stopped playing it because people were seeing what I was posting on Facebook, and they didn't like it. They say it's not a good look for, obviously, the rap community and things like that. Then my parents was calling me and cursing me out, like, are you really willing to risk your music career? You can't be a political pundit and a music artist. And I said, yeah, I can. So I started, making the music. Then it's something, and one of the reasons I don't curse in my music is it's something that feels good about a grandmother, a mother, and their kids listening to my music all together and all, like, vibing to it. Things of that nature. And I've met all of these guys through social media. I actually think I followed the Marine Rapper first. And I'm saying, I've been following Marie Rapper for a very, very, very long time because I went out hunting, obviously, for other rappers that's, you know what I'm saying, that make patriotic music. And then Topher on TikTok and D-Cure from their pages. Then Topher asked me to be a part of it, and I said, and so I just be like, I'm down as long as I ain't got to take no flights because I'm not wearing no mask.
I know. What? We the same way. Yeah. A driver to get me everywhere I want to go. Okay, go ahead.
Sir. I just want to know. Okay, so now with the Patriot Tour, where can they purchase tickets?
They can go to my website, opertown.com. That's TOPHERTOWN.com. It's right there at the top. I just took the image and took you to Manchester Music Hall. And you can purchase your tickets. You can get a meet and greet ticket where you can get to meet all four of us before the show starts. But it's going to be a blast. We're going to start off with Space Force, go into Bryson, and then it's going to end up with Topher. And don't worry, I got songs with all three, so this is all back on the stage at the end.
Okay, and so now the first location you said is going to be where?
Manchester Music Hall in Lexington, Kentucky.
In Kentucky, wow. Okay. And then you all are going to be traveling all over, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's the idea. It's kind of difficult right now because, you know, one, we're not wearing masks, so we're going to find venues that won't enforce masks or at least make it optional for those who want to wear them. And we're going to make sure we find places that won't censor our song selection because we've been to we performed somewhere where we can perform the Patriots, but we can perform other songs. So we want to make sure that we have the freedom to do all of that. So it's a little bit more difficult, but we're making it happen.
So let me get this straight. You go to some venues and they won't even let you perform the song Patriot and the song don't have any curse words. Yet we hearing some stuff where they want to do this, rip it up, rub it down, do all of this kind of foolishness to you. I feel like I've been violated just by listening to the song.
Mm-hmm.
But that just lets you know how the ideology of the left is so radical that they would prefer to destroy your very existence than for people to hear the truth. The inspiration behind the tour. Why do you all want to tour the country and put this type of music out, which is good music, but what was the inspiration behind this?
My main inspiration is just I want to get people up and out. You know, I want people that felt like they can express their beliefs openly without public criticism. I wanted them to be able to come out and express freely, hang around other like-minded individuals, and you know, we can pray together. We can, you know, play the national anthem together. We can, you know, fly flags. Just, you know, high and proud together, just you know, unite, you know, being really to be on one accord. And that's one of the main motivations for me doing this tour, to also show the world that, you know, there are conservative artists out here that are taking this, you know, music thing serious. Mm-hmm. I feel like so often people think political artists are just grifters and doing this and that, but no, we're here to change the culture and we're going to make sure that we do that.
Wow.
And people can download the song, The Patriot.
Yes, ma'am, you can find The Patriot on any platform of your life.
Okay, right now we're just going to take a small break and take a listen to this. You all listen to this.
Tens of thousands on my right, thousands by my side. War between good and evil, watching our fists collide. Battle for our freedom now, to the streets we ride. Flags waving all around, pages full of pride. This is where we make a stand, no more give or take. March around the Capitol, storm the city gates. Putting pressure on their necks until the truth breaks. All walls of corruption, take out all the snakes. Star Spangled Banner, got a plan loud and proud. People from all walks of life filling up the crowd. Defend the Constitution, many warriors have vowed. Casting down any among us who have bucked and cowed. Enough with tyranny, we come to take our country back. For all citizens, white, red, brown, or black. Return it to a form of glory, fix the bloody crack on the crown. Fetch it down, it's going down. Told me, yeah, she warned me that this day would come. I'm like my father, go to combat with the blazing guns. I survived that, then I came back to the place I'm from to face off all these haters and the battle in the place I love. You can't break me down, I'm indivisible. You still see my raps if I was invisible. But I'm standing tall, and I spit the truth. So you all appalled, cause you know it's true. They
They call it freedom cause the fallen troops pay for this. I love this country, doesn't matter how much hate I get. I take my colors in the battle, ain't no wavering. Cause this is for my warriors who marching to the cadences. This is for the sisters working hard on the shift. This is for the brothers getting y'all Dr. Red Father, yeah. Taking y'all on a shift. Baby, tell me why it's hard for the patriot.
Okay, so you see what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It's a groove that you can rock to.
That's right.
Uh-huh. So if you go to the website, if you're in the Kentucky area, get you some tickets.
Yes.
And go see, because right now,
uh-huh,
we need to be able to breathe some fresh air.
That's right.
And listen to some good old music.
Yeah. And I don't know if you fellas understand this, but Diamond and Silk was the first conservative rappers.
What do we rap? Oh, we showed up.
We had to do a throw. We had to do a clap back on Eminem.
We sure did.
Remember that with Trump's Your President?
Yes, that's right.
Did you all get to see that?
Well, if y'all hadn't seen that, look, y'all, take a look at this.
Take a look at this.
See y'all. Okay, wait a minute. No. Now we may not be as good as you.
That's right.
But let me tell you something. Uh-huh. When anybody came for President Trump,
that's right,
we had to come from them, whether they was a rapper or not.
That's
we
right.
Wasn't scared of Eminem, peanut butter, Clark Bar, whatever he called it.
Almond Joy.
None of them. So that was our clapback. That was our clapback. Listen, I am so glad to see you all doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm also happy to see the unity, because I know you all often hear the little racist thing, or the word racism and racist, and everything is racist, racist, racist. How do you combat that type of, I call it sentiments, rhetoric?
Yeah.
Anybody can answer.
So I was raised with great values and beliefs, raised Christian, and my mom was best friends with a black woman, and you know, I didn't see color. My parents never told me to go out and seek people based on how they looked, and so it's so easy for me to just see someone's heart first, because I know that there are so many different kinds of people out there, and you know, as you can see, I'm surrounded by this culture and this, you know, great black people, and it's just easier for me to grasp people for who they are, instead of, you know, looking at someone and then, you know, deciding that way. I can speak to anybody, and so I try not to hold anything against anyone for how they look. And I know from how I look with scaring old ladies, you know, that, you know, I need to take a step back and take everyone for as they are, truly.
I don't want to go there, like I'm in the cold air. If I see you coming, get rid of your dear. Taking it to both ears, don't see me running, running away, don't care. Get it right to where, like me with an onion, thinking about old gear. Keep it, take a bite, pick an apple, act like nothing happened. Somebody call me T-Queer, now they're laughing. Might get it right every leap year, I'm adapting. Never get a build that tough skin, when I get it done, they'll all be clapping. Clean them out like a fast food napkin, nobody knows what happened. They used to call me D-Core. So I went and changed your spelling up a little bit, just to be sure. I've heard D-Core, D-Cur, D-Choir, D-Queer. Put your rid in class, I do not wanna be here. They used to call me I'm fine living in my shell. They told me smell the roses. Well, I'm not one to rebel. I'm used to following the rules. Gotta win the fools. I don't wanna fail. But also, I gotta be cool. Nobody knows who I am. Oh, well, they don't know my name. Not folding in line. Not like a rollerblade. Hold the plane. Everybody knows I'm fly. Like I know, though it's lame. So insane. Never do the white boy with that sauce like bolognese. Throwaways. Got that fire so I can still control the pace. They used to call me.
Wow.
Right.
That's incredible. Come on. Anybody else?
Just, so I do a daily live for 22 minutes every day, and I talk to people from around the world. And I found the best way to combat racism is just be an example. you know, don't complain about it. Just be an example. So I'll have whoever on my live. I've had people from Ireland. I have people from Hawaii. They'll just hop on my live. All different types of people. Kids who want to join the military. I've had people who just want to fight depression and suicide and promote suicide prevention. I've had women on there who want to talk about situations where they got raped and they want to fight military sexual trauma, all types of different stuff. And through the live, we have been able to just set the example and do work opposed to complain. So that is the way that we have been combating racism and all those other false narratives that the media puts out there.
False narratives. That's right.
That's exactly
because I'm looking at you all. You all came together and collaborated together. And I know you all wasn't like, well, that person may be racist, this may be racist. You came together. So that lets me know it is a false narrative out there. When I go into the grocery store, me and white people ain't arguing. Now, I do judge something, what? And that's ice cream. I love vanilla better than chocolate.
Okay.
But I can discriminate against ice cream because I don't like chocolate. Okay. I just love vanilla, just like with the jelly beans. Right. I don't like the black ones. They are nasty to me. Right. I eat all the colors besides the black ones, and I get upset if they have too many black ones in the bag.
Don't let the Democrats hear you say that. They're going to call you racist.
Oh, you really need to get DeCure on this conversation. He is known as our native treat person, so he knows all about that.
So now all of you all are Trump supporters?
Absolutely, proudly.
I voted twice.
Wow.
Wonderful. And then I understand that some of you all were ex-Democrats as well. Okay. I'm just curious now on what made you ditch and switch to Republican or ditch and switch to Trump.
Yeah.
The thing was, I was seeing all this nonsense being put out there by the media, and I was like, yo, I got white friends. I got Mexican friends. What's going on? I have Asian friends. What's going on? People are saying we hating each other. Just like how you said, you went to the grocery store and you're like, wait a minute, I'm not fighting with white people. What's going on? And then I started doing my research and I was like, whoa, they're lying. I started doing research on Biden and I was just like, yo, that's the racist. So I was like, I was just like, he's the racist. And I'm just like, I like somebody who's upfront. You know, people might not like Trump or whatever, the way he speaks or whatever. He might be a little harsh for some people, but like, I'm listening to what he's saying. I'm like, at least he's upfront with what he's saying. But then I'm seeing all these politicians who are being really fake and lying to us. And I'm like, they are just trying to keep us in a certain situation so they can continue to push their narratives. Because if we're not poor, if we're not in the hood, if we're not struggling, they have nobody to save. And I don't need to be saved. I can save myself. So I started doing my research. And when I did my research, I found out that this side is the best side.
Right. Wow. Bryson, do you receive a lot of backlash for being a conservative?
Yeah. It's one of the reasons Christian radio stations don't play my music. I mean, I just got banned from Facebook for 30 days for posting Bible verses. Listen, the reason I left the left and the reason I chose Trump is because Trump was the closest politician I've seen to somebody that act like me. You know what I'm saying? Because people call me harsh all the time. I just say things how they are. I'm not about to sugarcoat nothing. I don't have time to lie to you. That takes too much energy. I'd rather just give it to you how it is. And some people going to hate it. Some people going to love it. But everybody got to respect it. The reason I voted Republican, even though I did change my party back to independent because I don't like how the Republicans did us lately. You know what I'm saying? But the reason I went to Republican in the first place is because when I went to these Democratic candidates' websites, they tell you what they about. They tell you. So all you got to do is read it. And as a person who always believed in God, I'm like, I can't support that. And then I remember I went to Ted Cruz's website and almost all of his views incorporated God in some fashion. And I was like, okay. Then I watched the primaries and Trump just wiped the floor with everybody. I said, that's the one. You know,
that's the one.
Oh my God. Now you said something really, really quick. I'm going to circle back on something you just said. You said something about the Republicans, the RNC pretty much is what you were talking about because you don't like the way things were did. What things is it that you did not like about what was done?
Right.
They did not stand up for their base in any aspect. Every chance they got to throw us under the bus, they did it. And nobody ever apologized for it. And they went against Trump already. they went against Trump during the certain things I probably can't say on here about the election, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, we was out there trying to stop the steal and was getting no support from these mainstream Republicans. And everybody's went against us. And I was at every single one of these events, and so many people was out there trying to fight for what we believed in to make sure our votes were being actually counted as people who's trying to vote because it's our right in this country. And then everybody has turned their backs on us. And even when it came down to Mike Pence, I got a picture with Mike Pence. It's a legendary picture.
We got several with him.
Yeah. And I can't even look at him the same no more. If you notice, it's not in this room because I moved from North Carolina and I left it there. I'm like, bro, it's crazy. I feel like how they did us, treated us like it was nothing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have several pictures with Mike Pence. And listen, Mike Pence treated us very well, but I don't like the way they did the 45th president of the United States.
Or the American people.
And the RNC, along with all of these bougie, deep state snake Republicans who really just, they don't care about the people. Mm-hmm. They only care about getting their kickbacks and their patio.
And when you say that, Diamond, just think of it. You have these bougie people that's been in government position for how long?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they invite black people into the party?
No.
Huh? They wasn't inviting an inclusive.
Right.
It was President Donald J. Trump at the time, candidate Trump, that invited other people, including black people, into the party.
And the one thing that I used to say a year or so ago, is that, you know, back in the day, you had black rappers, ballers, and shot callers who wanted to be just like Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
Y'all name me one black man who ever wanted to be like Jim Crow Joe Biden.
Name one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, name one.
So when I look at what the media did,
yes,
the media is in on this. Do you all realize that the media and social media is who's running our country? Because they give Biden a pass on his racist insensitivities, some of the things that comes out of his mouth. They give him a pass on it. They're running the show.
Right.
And I always say, what do we need to do? We need to stop picking sides and get on the same side as Americans.
Yep.
So, Bryson, I commend you for becoming an independent. I'm just trying. I weighing out my options.
Yeah.
Because Republicans, I'm telling you, I keep telling them, if you going to give to somebody, give directly to the candidate.
That's right.
But don't give the RNC not one damn dime, not one red cent. And I had to say it like that. Excuse me. Because President Trump raised millions of dollars for these people, and they did not protect him in his election. He kept saying what they were going to do.
That's right.
And nobody put measures in place to make sure he was protected, and I'll never forgive them for that. Because they turned our country over to these radicals, and you got borders wide open, gas lines, you got people, food costs is going up, gas is going up, medication is going up. Then you going to tell me, you going to give me a little welfare, but it's called stimulus and unemployment, when people should take their behinds back to work. Forgive me, because once I go on the rant, y'all, I'm on the road.
We just on the road.
Jim Crow Jones has got to go.
He got to go.
He's not doing us no good. And as black Americans, as all Americans, he don't represent our values.
No, he do not.
Anytime you go against the Constitution, anytime you don't want us to look into voter irregularity.
That's right.
You bully us. You bully us into silence. Mm-hmm. You tell us we can't speak what we think or what we feel.
Yeah.
Well, this is like some dictatorship going on up and through here. And then we have a Marine that went and fought for our country, could have lost his life, only to come back. We got Jim Crow Joe telling everybody, you can't say nothing.
Mask up.
Look what the social media do. Oh, you better not play that song.
Uh-huh.
And I hear all of these songs with all of this derogatory. Now, I can't even listen to it. I feel violated when I look at it and listen.
Yes.
And they don't want you to play nothing about patriots.
That's right.
That's so sad and sick. Forgive me, y'all. You know, I will go there.
Yes.
Okay. So listen, you all, don't forget, they are on tour.
Yeah.
They're going to be right there in Kentucky. Go there. Get your tickets.
Get your tickets.
They want to see your face in the place.
That's right.
It is going to be phenomenal.
Phenomenal. And make sure you support. Support our fellow conservatives.
That's right.
Support them, you all, because you know what? They could be somewhere else doing something else, but they're right here.
That's right.
In the groove of things.
In the groove.
And this is something that the Democrats hate. They hate unity.
That's right. Ooh, they don't like togetherness. Mm-mm. And they don't like it when you ain't talking about calling women bees and hoes and dropping it like it's hot. They want you to, because see, oh God, please, just please, don't hold me back.
I won't hold you back.
Because see, the music industry have it for this music to destroy people of color.
Right.
Excuse me, DQ. Hold on, let me just go and get this off my chest.
Get it off.
See, the music industry designed music so that it will influence especially people of color to go out there and kill and be half naked and drop it like it hot and have all of these baby daddies and all of these baby mamas. They set it up like this. Right. Let me tell you what they do to the hood. They put a liquor store on every corner. They have an abortion clinic on every under corner. They pump drugs into the community. They put everything in there to destroy black men. So I am so proud of you black men that stand up for patriotism. Stand up for our flag.
That's right.
Stand up for yourselves as human beings.
Yes. Now I'm proud of all men.
Amen.
All of you men. I am so proud of you all. Whenever I was sitting there and I was watching something, and I came across the Marine rapper, and then it went to Circle Back. Now, this particular song, you all, had me laugh. I was like, yes, I love it. The lyrics is phenomenal. Can I just play a small little bit of that?
Yes, play a snippet of that.
Now, listen to this.
Circle back if there's more I can share with you. I'll circle back with you if there's more to convey. I'll have to just circle back with you. We can circle back with him. I'm happy to circle back with you. I can circle back.
It's pretty obvious, we all know you're pretending. You have no actual facts for the lies that you're defending. Conservatives not the only ones who find it condescending. The real reason you circle back is cause you know it's never ending. Round and round and round you go, dancing like a puppet show. Just a simple yes or no, thousands watching wanna know the truth. I guess there's too much to ask, like why Biden was at the Lincoln Memorial without a mask, huh?
Can't believe what I'm seeing.
And we try giving you a chance, but it seems intimidating if reporters start raising hands. Is it better if we send you the questions far in advance? Honestly, all we really want is answers about your mans. The defense around the Capitol means it's for securing borders. With Harriet Tubman on the 20, who can we expect on quarters? If Trump decided to sign this many executive orders, will you consider him a dictator or truly support it?
We wanna know. Can't believe what I'm seeing.
Alright, Jen Psaki, you're the blunt of the joke, but this message for anybody I see still fake woke. We see the strings of the vision that you all constantly stroke, and the fist full of propaganda you shove down our throats. But I miss the days when we used to have Kayleigh Mack. When they rapid-fire questions, she would counterattack. How does it feel to know that we all caught on to the act? Let me guess.
I will have to circle back with you on that as well.
Can't believe what I'm seeing.
Didn't I tell you?
Yes, she told me.
It was just, it was like, I mean, what made you come up with that, Topher? Tell us right quick. We got a few minutes. Tell us what made you come up with that.
Well, Jen Psaki made me come up with it. You know, she's the worst press secretary, or the worst one I've seen in my life. You know, we had Kayleigh McEnany, and she did a fantastic job when she was up there to combat the false narrative, all, you know, mainstream media. But Jen Psaki gets paid $183,000 a year to sit up there and not answer any questions that the American people want to know, right? So I was like, you know, one of the things I want to do is with my music was offer a perspective that is not popular or most people ignore. So a lot of times people ignore conservative perspective or the public perspective or just anything in general, or someone who's a self-thinker, right? It's just like, okay, this is weird. No one wants to talk about it. And I was like, no, I'm going to talk about it. Let's make this a joke, but also not really a diss.
It was a diss. I was smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, it was a great song. It was produced by another veteran of ours, Marine veteran, Philip Big Beats.
Wow.
He also produced The Patriot, but he's fantastic. And like I said, I just got the idea and it turned out great. It was a lot of pressure because it was the second song after The Patriot. I was like, oh man, you know, I can't come with something that's fluff and you know, think I'm a one-hit wonder, but it turned out fantastic.
And I think that is so much material out here right now. You all can rap about anything.
All of you all. And get rich doing it, too. We ain't going to do nothing about the music.
That's right. And jam to it. Yeah.
So listen, we commend all of you all. So thank you for everything that you all do. You all make sure you all, we want to see your face in the place at the tour.
That's right.
Okay? So it kicks off right there in Kentucky. Go to the website and get your tickets. They want to see your face in the place.
That's right. I really appreciate you all once again. Thank you all for answering our questions and coming on to our podcast. We really, really do appreciate it. And hopefully we'll get to make it out to one of your events.
Yes.
Well, we'll get you front row tick. Sure.
Okay, right. And then bring me on the stage.
Yeah.
Bring me on the stage because I think I may have a rap right deep down in me. I'm not going to sound like a preacher. I'll sound like a rap.
And I'll start the beatbox.
Hey, we got you.
That's the kind of stuff we love.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you all for being with us. We really appreciate you all. Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies. Y'all have a good day.
You know what, Silk? That was a great conversation.
Oh, yeah, Diamond.
I mean,
amazing.
I'm just enjoying all of this. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to be a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. Don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit, chatdit.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Okay, so we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to MyPillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to MyPillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at MyPillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silk, it sound like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com.